Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Our final half hour here of the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show. Herb Tyler, Christian Garrick leading you up to the LSU Sports Radio Network at 1230, and then it is LSU and Ole Miss right here at 2:30 on the home of the LSU Fighting Tigers with Chris Blair. Carl on a cell phone. Go ahead, Carl, on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text lines. Go ahead.
Hey, how you doing,
Christian?
You're on
WWL. I'm good, thank you.
Hey, Christian, how you doing?
I'm good. Herb Tyler's alongside as well.
Hey, I just wanted to say the future coach, as far as dealing with publicity, it really hasn't blown up. The situation with the young ladies that said they were suffering some harassment, and talked to different people at LSU and Darius Geis and some of the things Coach Miles. ESPN really hasn't gone full blast. Like with Urban Meyer, a lot of people really was getting preachy and saying a lot of different things, taking their shows as a chance. So this future coach would have to have that kind of ability, if it does start to steamroll, to deal with that, to handle that.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's an important factor. Herb and I were talking about it, and I think Herb brought it up and put it succinctly and nicely, is that you kind of need a guy that can unify people through tough moments, because there might be some more tough moments ahead for this LSU football program, given the Title IX lawsuit. But again, I think that because they made the decision to move on from him when they did, that's going to allow Coach O to, I think, avert some testimony or having to speak to the NCAA and perhaps even authorities to a degree. So that's kind of where I stand. I agree with Herb. You're not out of the woods as a program.
No. Not by any stretch of the means. I mean, it's not gonna be anything that's gonna go away quietly. And at the end of the day, I think Scott understands what needs to happen. I think LSU understands what needs to happen. But you know what Carl was alluding to is the new coach that's coming in has to be able to, you know, speak on that subject with great, careful steps, right? But outside of that, he has to be able to keep the team, the coaches, the staff, and everybody really insulated away from it so they can continue to focus on what they need to focus on, which is his moment of his introduction moving forward. Yes, you address what happened in the past. You don't just sweep it under the rug. But you have to move forward. So this is, you know, that new coach is that person who has to move forward, and they have to be able to distinctively differentiate the two eras of football, right? That new coach's era and then the older coach's era. And then how do you move forward from that? And, you know, how do you just gain the confidence and the trust and the willingness of not just the players and the staff, but the fans and everybody else that's a part of LSU Tiger football. How do you gain their trust and gain their, you know, their fanatic, if you will, way of being there for you and holding, you know, and you holding yourself accountable, you holding the community accountable and the players accountable for whatever actions moving forward from that time. So it's a great, it's going to be a great lesson learned from for that particular coach coming in and how not to do some things and just to, and then to do everything he can to keep his guys straight as well as himself and everybody else that's around him so they don't get into that situation again.
Thanks for the phone call, Carl. I got a tweet here said, I was teasing, you know, who's going to be the next LSU head coach on Twitter. And, Jason Stone, I don't know if he is being sarcastic about this or serious, but he writes, Urban Meyer, no, for a number of reasons. Not no, but hell no. First off, it's a disaster in Jacksonville. I knew it would be. And the moment he faces any adversity, look how he's, I mean, he has completely lost that Jacksonville team. They don't trust him. He didn't fly back home from a game with them. Instead, going to Columbus, ultimately getting in trouble. And we all know about the viral video of a woman grinding on him in his restaurant. And I think that's a look that Scott Woodward would want to steer far from that image.
I don't see a Urban Meyer anywhere in the picture. I think his time has come and gone. I don't think that he's I don't think he fits with this new era or whatever you want to call it, new age of football. I really don't think he's the guy. I know he's not. I wouldn't be surprised if he's in the candidacy hunt. I really would be, but I don't see that at all.
No, Herb, I'm with you. I would be willing to place money on that he is not going to be in the mix or in the conversation to be LSU's head football coach, given the climate that we just talked about. We just talked about this climate, and there's no chance that that's going to happen, I don't think. I've seen some shockers in my life. And I also agree with you, Herb, in the sense that his time has come and gone, and I also think that the moment he faces any adversity, anywhere he's been, he taps out. He taps out. And look, going back to Florida, I can go on and on about this. Going back to his time at Florida, going back to his time at Ohio State, there's been some shenanigans that go on that have gone on at those two programs, and LSU doesn't need that either.
Nope. We don't need anything. And look, at the end of the day, is whatever his personal life is, it is what it is, whatever. It is what it is. But just if you look at, you know, just like you said, his on-the-field antics and his record and where he's been, yeah, he has been a very successful head coach. Years ago, his last couple of years at Ohio State were not stellar whatsoever. He had great talent. He is a great recruiter, that kind of thing. I mean, it's very difficult to go from college football to the NFL and deal with grown men versus trying to develop and train young men to become grown men. It's very difficult. There's two different things. So I think he's always been a college coach, and he should never have gone to the NFL, but I think that when he retired from Ohio State, that should have been it for him. He should have, you know, left it hung up and continued to be some sort of an announcement or play-by-play guy or whatever he was doing.
Yeah, that ego, though, that ego can test you, man. Let's see if I could do it in the NFL. So far, it's not working out very well in Jacksonville. A true upset alert, number 3, Oklahoma, down in the second quarter, close to halftime, to Kansas, 10-0. 1-5 Kansas on top right now over Oklahoma, close to halftime. Navy, Cincinnati, second-ranked Cincinnati tied at 10 against Navy. I know Jimmy from Gretna called that an upset alert. Pump the brakes a little bit there, Jimmy. Other scores in the second quarter, Michigan, 6th-ranked Wolverines on top of Northwestern, 7-0. 7th-ranked Penn State, 10-0 on Illinois in the second quarter. Wake Forest, 16th-ranked Wake Forest, is winning at Mikey Stadium against Army, 21-14 in the second quarter as well. And Arkansas, 24-0 over Arkansas Pine Bluff, that one with 8 minutes and 51 seconds remaining in the second quarter. Also in the second quarter, UMass trails Florida State 24-3. Texas Tech on top of Kansas State 21-10. Eastern Michigan taking on Bowling Green. Eastern Michigan on top of Bowling Green 14-10. Central Michigan 21. Northern Illinois 10. Also in the second quarter, Syracuse trails by a touchdown to Virginia Tech 14-7. 7-0 Kent State over Ohio, just getting underway in the first quarter. Herb, I just remember the Virginia Tech days when Michael Vick was there, and, man, I thought it was cool, Frank Beamer. I thought it was cool when the Hokies were relevant.
It was cool. And, you know, the Hokies really had one of the best they were really known for their special teams play. Like, their special teams was
Beamer
the best
ball.
Thing about them, you know? Right, Beamer ball. That's right, that's right. And, you know, and Mike Vick was, of course, Mike Vick electrifying, one of the guys that I've always loved watching playing the game, especially playing the quarterback position. And Virginia Tech was always fun. I like their uniform, like the color of it. And, it's awesome, man, but they're not there anymore. It's sad to say, but, you know, they've had their time as well. But they may turn around for them.
Listen, I think – given the success that Lamar Jackson is having, in particular this year, I mean, he's already been an MVP, but he is on fire, both running and passing over the last handful of games. Man, Mike Vick would have the same kind of success, I think. In today's game, the way the RPO game is dominating the NFL, or at least has permeated the NFL, I think Mike Vick would be just as good as Lamar Jackson.
I mean, let's not forget, Mike Vick was really, really, really good when he was playing as well. So, but yeah, with the new style of offense, the way that they're protecting the quarterback in the NFL, Mike Vick, a bunch of those guys that were, you know, running around a little bit while throwing the football as well, would be protected in a way to where they would have a little bit longer career. And I think it's all hinges on offensive success in the NFL and scoring points. So, yes, I agree.
He's Herb Tyler. I'm Christian Garrick. We will wrap up the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show next here on the home of your LSU Fighting Tigers here on WWL. He's a Fighting Tiger, former LSU quarterback Herb Tyler. Christian Garrick as we wrap up the Gulf Coast Bank and Trust Tiger Tailgating Show, leading up to the LSU Sports Radio Network and kickoff in Vaught-Hemingway Stadium between LSU and Ole Miss at 2:30 right here on WWL. Can LSU knock off another ranked opponent? Do you think it happens today, Herb?
You know, I was a little skeptical last week, but you know what? This week, I am not, buddy. We're going to knock them out. We're going there to Ole Miss, Oxford, and Mississippi and just make it happen to them today. I see Ty Davis Price running for another 100-yard game. I also see Max Johnson throwing the ball all around the yard. I see everybody playing their hardest for Coach O, doing the very best that they can to have him go out with the bang. And then I just hope that the coordinators can put these guys in the best situation so that they can go out there and have fun. Kind of like what they did last week. Now, we gave up 40-something points, but, you know, at the end of the day, we did have 4 turnovers. So if we can continue that streak, we'll be successful today and win this game.
You can't count on those 4 turnovers each and every week. But, man, you know, if you get 1 or 2, I think Mike talked about it earlier, and he's right. You got to find a way to steal a possession or two and slow this game down a little bit, because Ole Miss is going to want to go fast. And what does that do, Herb? It limits your ability to sub on defense. So they get you in these disadvantaged fronts or these disadvantaged coverages, and they just take you apart. So you got to slow the game down and try to steal a possession, maybe even a surprise, you know, fake punt or something like that from LSU today. You think that's possible?
You know, I don't know. I mean, all bets are off right now. It doesn't matter. Just, I mean, you're not playing to keep your job, or you're not coaching to keep your job, so you're just coaching to win. So, you know, why hold back? But I already told you last week, I'm the kind of coach, if I were a head coach, I would do all kind of unconventional things to ensure a win, some kind of way. It doesn't matter. I mean, it's all a part of the game. One of the other keys to this game is going to be whether or not Matt Corral has how – detrimental will his injuries be in his health for Ole Miss. And if we can just get in on top of him very early, I think we'll be able to slow them down big time.
Yeah, you want to beat him up a little bit if you can.
Yep.
He had 30 carries last week against Tennessee, 30. So, you know, Herb, I don't think your body is totally recovered yet.
No, not especially not if you're not used to carrying the ball 30 times a week, right? That's not normal for them or him. So, yeah, he still got some bumps, some bruises, some muscle contusions. And we'll see how well he's recovered or how well he is recovering and see how much it actually hinders his play today.
I know Superman Herb Tyler would be just fine carrying the ball 30 times a game and playing 6 days later, but you know, well, he's not Superman. He's not Herb Tyler.
The difference for me is if I carry the ball 30 times, I only get tackled twice, just so you know.
As always, Herb, it's been a fun couple of hours, man. Go enjoy your Saturday. Hopefully the Tigers pull out a victory. I want to thank David Potter at Master Control. Yep. I'm Christian Garrick, Semper Fi. I'm out. Herb, do your thing, man.
All right, man. I appreciate it, man. We're going to World War II Museum this weekend, so we love all of the vets. Ooh. And thank you guys for everything you guys are doing. And God loves you. We love you. And go Tigers, baby.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 40% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.